item?
Yes. I'm not gonna say exactly what Arthur just said, because that's why I had my hand up. I was just gonna make a point that when the committees report in the board meetings, they should state who also the vice chair is, along with all the committee members, so there wouldn't be any questions. So that was just my point, to name the committee members when you give your report. Thank you.
Good. Great. Thank you. Ellen.
I'm sorry. I just was going to say earlier that I sent out about all the committees. I will send it again. And Kamal, if you want me, I'll send the, but I think the Finance Committee has changed, so you might need to send me the Finance Committee too, so I can put that in, because I also have to send it to the IT person, Otis, and I need to see if anything has changed, and I have to send it to Paulina, the PNB person. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. And Ellen, FYI, Donna Grimes has joined the meeting a while ago.
Thank
you hear
you.
Me? Okay.
Ellen, thank you.
Okay. All right, Kathleen, we got 2 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I wasn't able to get back in. Sorry.
Okay.
I just want to make sure, apropos of Arthur's comments about Nicorina, that people really understand what Nicorina did and did not do, which was essentially he did very little. Nicorina was basically the recipient of reports from Meta. He did nothing of his own accord. Everything that he presented to the board came from Meta, which is why they were not timely, which is why bank statement reports were not reconciled. So the problem now with Kamau is that Meta has left abruptly, and Pacifica has not seen fit to have anything replace Meta that is helpful to a station like WPFW, which unfortunately we were entirely dependent on Meta, having no local accounting, no financial controls, no nothing as far as managing our finances. So once again, I'll just say the information is on Annette's computer. There it is, and there should be access to Kamau, but you just need to understand that there was nothing about Nick that caused us to get information. He was simply a conduit for information from Meta, which was never timely, always late, and always behind the scenes. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, it is 7:59 on my computer, so I'm going to open the floor to community comment from 8 until 8:30 max. And who would like to speak? Sabu.
Hi, man. Hi, this is Steve Kvyat.
Hold it, wait a minute. If you can, we're going by raising your hand on the
I'm
computer.
Sorry, I just can't get that working on my computer right now.
Okay. All right, well, I hear you now. I've got two people already in line, and then I'll come to you. Sabu.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Couple things. I thought some of the comments made by board members were somewhat premature. They should have been held to another time, executive session. I believe some of the employees at the station staff have some underlying conditions, and so they're sort of, you know, paranoid about letting people up in the station. You know, so I can understand that they have some supposedly, well, I would not discuss people's personal reasons why they're not on the job in public, but anyway. The newsroom people are there, I believe. Jerry could, you know, confirm that I believe it's some news people that are there in the other room. So it's just not the staff that Jerry mentioned. I believe. As far as the power outing, Sarah, you know, your ideas, I know that Tesla has a 3,000 watt battery.
USPS.
Put on the wall in the station. If we need two, depending on the wattage, add up, Jerry would know that. You can add, get two of them. I've seen them. They're relatively, like the size of a picture frame, maybe. That's doable so that you don't have to be running all over, you know, for the backup, because this is going to happen more often because of the infrastructure of the electrical system anyway. So that's coming, so you might as well get in front of that. the relocation committee definitely needs to be reestablished, something beginning of the year. I keep an eye out on structures as I ride around, because I know that's going to come back to to the heart or bite or whatever, you know, in the, you know, where. So, you know, that's something that I constantly am always looking out for. So, you know, we can get that together. Again, I didn't think it was appropriate for some people to mention people's personal business and why they're not present. So that's about it for me. The LSB, I'm figuring out something to deal with the LSB show. So I will be talking to Dennis about that later on. So, you know, that might be doable. So anyway, that's it for me. As far as the station, you need to, Jerry needs some help, you know, if no more than in maintenance. You know, they're doing a lot of work there at the station. So a lot of things need to be moved physically and, you know, gotten rid of, stuff like that. So hopefully Jerry will allow those people who can to come to, you know, schedule in. If there's a problem with some people at the station who, for their medical reasons, don't want a lot of people through there, then you schedule it out. You know, some people come in the afternoon, some come in the day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Tony Leon.
Hey, folks, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Good evening.
Good evening. Hope everybody's doing fine. My name is Tony Leon, a former LSB member, former PNB member. I'm also on the Finance Committee now. I've been on there for the last 2 or 3 years, I think. And the first thing I want to say is y'all on the board, can feel free to contact me by email or whatever, anytime you want, or having to do with finance or anything else. But I am on the committee, so I invite, you know, any questions or comments or things like that, and that includes from the chair. Second thing, evaluations. I was privileged to get a evaluation for management and program director form a few weeks back, and I sent it in. And so I wanted to know what the process was for what happens with these evaluations, because I haven't heard anybody talking about them since then. And I'm not asking to know what, you know, what it was. That would be great too, but I don't think Pacific HR would allow us to find out, us meaning the public, to know
right.
What the result for each person was. But I'm just curious if there is any kind of process, what stage it's in, you know, and what is the ending stage for the evaluation.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for that question. I think I did report on some of this at one point a couple of months ago. The process, as directed by HR, is that the direct supervisors of the two management folks received the evaluations. The executive director received the evaluation for the general manager. General manager received the evaluation for the program director. It's up to those persons to discuss, take any whatever action, however they want to, whatever they want to proceed, however they want to proceed after that point, it's out of our hands. I frankly have not heard anything specific, not necessarily that I would, but that as far as the evaluation committee is aware, it rests with those two supervisors.
Okay, appreciate that. Okay, the third thing I had was I suggested in the chat, I don't know if everybody saw it, but in the chat I suggested that one of the spaces up at the station, which is, from my understanding, is vacant now, where to the contrary used to sit, that possibly could be used as like an isolated area for people to come up and maybe to set up a couple of tables, you know, and that can drop the gifts off there, and then the volunteers can go in there, you know, masked, and just be in there. You know, it has a door, and it's like 10 feet from the front door, so you don't have to go through the rest of the studio, you know, be around other people. And then the last thing I want to say has to do with the fund drive, last fund drive result, and a few other ones that I've seen throughout the years that came in kind of low and had to be extended. Every time a fund drive doesn't make its goal or barely makes its goal, I think about the unaddressed attrition that has gone on throughout the time that I have been connected to the station, I haven't seen management do any kind of consistent program or effort to promote the station. And there are a lot of people out here. I live in Prince George's County. There are a lot of people who still never heard of PFW. And those are potential members. And so I would continue to suggest that the station reach out to the people. Reach out to the people instead, well, I'm not gonna say instead, because major donors are important too. But the people need the information that PFW has. The people need the music. The people need PFW more than the major donors. And they, if you reach out to them and let them know that you're here, I'm sure they'll support the station. We have a little over 2 million residents over the age of 18 between DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And that would definitely raise our numbers if we can get them involved with the station donations. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Mr. Kvyat.
Hi. One of WPFW's most popular DJs, or I should say longest running DJs, and I think her show has done fairly well as far as raising funds on Sunday, Miyuki Williams, has had taken herself off the air and expressed concerns, I believe, that the general manager is not following is not following quick enough or being transparent enough about that English Hudson report. And to piggyback on what Tony was just saying, I think one of the recommendations of that was about hiring a marketing person. And if WPFW doesn't have the funds right now to hire a marketing person, or Pacifica doesn't, what efforts is the station taking to try to, you know, implement some of those recommendations from the English Hudson Report, including, you know, having someone involved with marketing.
Could I clarify that it wasn't about marketing? This is Kathleen, in terms of a correct statement of the English Hudson Report.
Yes.
The correct statement of the English Hudson Report was we needed a new CRM system, customer relations management, which we don't have right now. We needed to train our development manager, and we need to have someone who is skilled in digital communications and management, which we currently do not have. So it was not marketing. Now, to the extent that those improvements address some of the challenges, thank you. Just wanted to clarify.
That's enough of the clarification. I appreciate the question, Mr. Kvyat. That's actually not something that the board can answer.
Why?
Because I can't speak for what the management has done or has not done. Jerry, if you would like to attempt to answer that, you can.
Yeah, I'm here. And Steve, we're making adjustments. Again, certain things that we had farmed out to contractors, we are now doing internally. I'm reaching out to some programmers that we have at PSW that have skills that we have not tapped. And some have come forward and volunteered skills other than their on-air skills to help us with new systems that we're bringing online. I thank you for some of the materials that you yourself have sent. And we're looking at digital marketing. As you have shown me, other radio stations have digital platforms that are complete stores that have zero brick and mortar in their arrangements that can be made such that shipping is carried out by manufacturers. They do drop shipping. So we're looking at those methodologies also. So we're adjusting. So thank you for the question, Steve. And thank you for the help.
Martha.
Yeah. Marty? In response, are you calling on me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah. Marty, okay. Yeah. In response to Steve's comment about Miyuki not coming back, I can't remember exactly how you put it, Steve, but when I listened to Tom Cole 2 Sundays ago and Donnie McKechnie, they both said that Miyuki was on break and that she would be back. So just, you know, I'm just saying what I heard on the radio. Also, as a former LSB member, we have retreats. And the retreats were to talk over the bylaws, the mission of WPFW, the mission of the committee. And I think it would be good if the local station board, the programmers, and management had a retreat to help bring us together. Some of the attacks that I heard tonight are not really necessary, and I think that they should have been said in whenever you have an executive committee. I think it would be best because the person that was being attacked wasn't here to answer to the attacks. At any rate, it would be good if we had a retreat. Me saying a retreat, meaning the LSB management and program. I'd be willing to help, and I think some former LSB members would be willing to help with the retreat also, since we, you know, had one years back. That's just, I'm through.
Thank you. And actually, as a first step, we're trying to we're trying to gauge, arranging how we can begin to get together in person. I agree with you. We've got to figure out a way to move towards that. Sabu, are you back?
Yeah. Just real quick.
Don't be using up all my airspace.
Hey, man, it's comment. It's not board comment. So yeah,
Go ahead.
What's up with that? Hi, right, sir.
Go ahead.
So I'm good.
Marcia. Okay. Marcia Edwards. Marcia,
please unmute.
I'm sorry, I clicked, it didn't respond. I said last month I had raised a procedural issue on behalf of the outreach committee. And I was wondering, has there been any movement on getting a response? It had to do with the overall appropriateness of a couple of meetings that occurred, I think August and September, that could be seen as having not given proper notice of their being held, and what effect, if any, that would have on anything that took place during those gatherings, which I would, at this point, until they're determined to be so, not call official meetings.
Yep. We did discuss that in the let me just say, last month I talked about convening what I was then calling an executive committee. I'm referring to it now as local coordinating committee of officers and chairs that actually mirrors the structure that that the national uses for similar sort of planning purposes. And that's why I went through what I did at the beginning of this meeting, the September 28th meeting. Is the one in question where we had a meeting and conducted business, but there was not sufficient public notice. Went back and reviewed that meeting and the things that the specific actions that were taken at that meeting. We were reaffirmed for the record at this meeting, and that pertained only to the open part of the meeting, because the public notification applies to the open meeting and not the closed meeting.
I'm clear that it would not have applied to the closed meeting, but my question does not go to substance. It goes to procedure, and what effect, if any, does a failure of procedure, if it is seen as such, have on what is claimed to have been substantive activity?
Well,
and that's something that I have not heard answered.
Okay. All I can say is that we can't go back in time. The decisions that were taken during that time have been reaffirmed in a properly notified public meeting for the record. And we have also taken the step of providing a backup plan for the future so it doesn't happen again. So when we send out the notice of the meeting, there is a fail-safe Zoom link included as a way to hopefully prevent that from happening again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other comments from the community? Going once, going twice. All right, back to the agenda. ENB report.
Point of information.
Yes, who's that?
Did I understand you say that there was a motion taken at the beginning of this meeting that reaffirmed activity in the September 28th meeting?
That is correct.
Do you know that I did not receive a notice to this meeting?
I did not know that. It was sent out, I know. It was sent out through the way it's normally sent out through WPFTX, or PFTX, whatever that thing is.
I just want to be on the record that I did not receive a notice for this meeting.
Okay, well, I'm glad you made it.
About that? Sorry, was that Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can check the list on KPFTX.
Okay. I've already moved to PNB report. I see some other hands, but I'm going to begin the. I've already called on the PNB.
I'll start, and then, my colleagues can jump in. So I'm going to report on things that we talked about in open session. I think, in open PNB sessions now. I believe we'll be having a little bit of a closed session, and I'll be talking about the closed session items there. So our October 13th meeting of the PMB was an all closed session meeting, and basically it was to deal with a disciplinary matter. The October 20th meeting, we voted and passed a motion that would extend the terms of those LSB delegates whose terms expire at the end of this year, whether they were at 3 years or at 6 years, and that's because of the lack of elections this year. At the October 27th meeting, the PNB decided that we would affirmatively meet weekly by passing a motion, and that's because of the financial crisis at Pacifica. We also there passed a motion that basically said you can't be on an LSB committee for a station unless you are a voting member of that station. And this was really primarily about issues at two other stations. It didn't really have much to do with WPFW. And for those of you who may not be aware, people become members by either donating money to a station or volunteering time. You become a member of that state, you're affiliated with that station. There are some members who give money to multiple stations. And the point is you're a voting member of one and only one station. And so whichever station you're affiliated with, and you have to, declare which station you're affiliated with if you give money to multiple stations. And you can only be on local committees of that station. And that's because I don't understand why, but other LSBs run their committees somewhat differently. So we passed that motion. At the November 3rd meeting of the PNB, we talked a little bit about the fact that there will be a fundraiser for the Pacifica Radio Archives on November 15th. It'll be all day across the network. And the basic idea there is the archives have value, but they don't have airwaves the same way the stations do. So we have to do some fundraising to help pay their bills. We also, just so everybody realizes, when people donate to WPFW, WPFW, as well as all the other stations, right? Not just WPFW, but when you make a donation to the station, part of the bills that PFW has to pay are called central services, and that helps pay for basic central services. But one of the things that it also helps pay for to a degree is some bills at the archives. So that's November 15th. Also at the November 3rd meeting, somebody made a motion that we reconsider that motion that I just described about extending the terms of LSB delegates. But the vote on that particular motion, so it was, it was a vote to revisit it. And the vote on that motion was postponed to the next meeting, which is November 10th, which is tomorrow. But at any rate, for the moment, it is definitely the case that the PMB passed a motion that extends the terms of delegates until we hold elections, which I'm going to knock on wood when I say this. I'm going to find real wood. Okay. Knock on wood, we're going to have enough money in 2023 to run the election. So that's the basics of the PMB report. I don't know if Vanessa or Donna or Sue want to add anything to that.
I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
I have nothing to add either.
Okay. And Sue is not here. Any PMB questions from the rest of the board? Okay, now I'm going to, before we get to the next item on the agenda, Arthur, you did have your hand up. Is there something else that you would like to speak about?
I was going to address something from community comment. So I don't know if you allowed it because you shut it down and went to PNB. Okay.
Well, that's because I had already called on PNB before I saw your hand. But you go ahead now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't want Tony Leon's comments to go unnoticed and passed as far as the offer to come up with solutions to help the help the management and the staff at PFW get the gifts out, and not only the gifts out. I want to piggyback on it. He suggested a room in the outside of the station that they could come to the. Just come to the door and just go into another area and still do the work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm also suggesting that for the gifts as well, the premiums that we give out, you know, people can help do that too. I mean, I've been one of the ones that offered to do that, and I know about some other people. You can also, I mean, if you trust them enough or you make them sign papers or whatever the case, they can even take it home and send stuff out. There's nobody says anything that you have to do in the station to disrupt the pandemic rules that they set, because I appreciate the rules that they set, because a lot of us want to feel protected. We don't want a lot of people in and out, but his idea and his solution would be excellent if they still went to that other room, and even in the hallway. In the hallway, they usually have little parties or little setups where people can sit and do work without having to pay extra money for rent or whatever the case may be. So I just want Jerry to really take Tony Leon's idea and suggestion to the, to the max. And I also was calling it because Tony Leon had his hand up before you finished the community comment, but I was just going to try to call your attention to that, but it's over now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Duly noted, and the timing is good on that.
Okay.
Program committee.
Okay. I sent you a little note and to Ellen as well, Mr. Chair, that our secretary, Frank Stearns, took the notes. We had a meeting in October, on the 10th of October. And the secretary was not able to get the notes done. His computer died. So I just wanted to report that we did have a meeting. We received some proposals from Thomas Blanton that we started to discuss. And one of them is concerns, you know, just ways that we can come together as board and programmers and board and programmers in particular, but management as well. And so we may, you know, find some ways to do that. And so we're exploring that right now. And I know that suggestion is popping up in a lot of places. So looks like it's something that's going to happen, and that like minds are all looking in the same direction. So that's all I have to share right now. Our next meeting, we affirmed that our meetings will be on the fourth, continue to be on the fourth Monday of the month from 7 to 8:30. We did the last one by, and we'll probably continue by a conference call, and Vinny will post that information.
Sure.
And just also mention that Minerva Sanders is our vice chair. That's really it for programming committee.
Thank you. I know. The LSB show. I see a Minerva. I just want to get this thought out. Okay, go ahead. You're the vice chair. You go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and I was going to ask Donna, even though we're doing this as a call-in, are we required to put this information on the PNB to make sure it's on their schedule as well for the dates that our committee's meeting?
We have to give that public notice. And Vinny takes care of that. You know, it goes to the web page, and yeah, it's noticed. So everybody knows, PNB and anybody else in the public. And we often have
members from other stations join us because of that. Mm-hmm.
So okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. What I was going to say is that it's my understanding that we are in need of some new folks for the De La Spi show.
Oh, and I was
Is that correct, Donna?
Yes. What Thomas Blanton was co-producing, co-hosting, and co-producing with Sabu Hakim. Now, Sabu is a former member of the LSB. He's not currently a member. And with Thomas dropping off, I put out a message to the committee to ask if anybody would like to step up and do that. And we're going to take care of that. I haven't had any takers yet, but I will do it if nobody else comes forward. Work with Sabu on that.
Okay.
And Sabu said he would continue to be involved and provide counseling as Arthur did for him when he took over that position. So we'll keep that tradition going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. McLeod.
Yes, it's not that often that we give out committee members props, and I think he may be gone now, so he may not hear it, but I'm going to say it anyway. On the LSB show, they have a report on the LSB meeting by Bill Curtis. And Bill Curtis has done more than fantastic job of keeping the LSB in the loop on the LSB show, even though sometimes they get away from it. But Bill Curtis brings it back home. And I'm just saying, the things that he does on that show, even though it's only for about 5 minutes, but it is extremely great, it's extremely informative, I think he's a good representative for the LSB when he does that, does his report on the LSB meetings. So I'm just want to give him kudos and his props for that, even though he may be gone. I don't know if he is or not.
I'm looking right at him.
Okay, but Bill Curtis is the man when it comes to giving them reports, and he's done an excellent job, and I just wanted to say that.
Bravo.
Okay. Okay, that's
Thank
nice
you,
to know. Thank you so much. That's
yeah.
nice to know.
Yeah,
nice to hear.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to hear.
I agree. Good representative. Sarah?
I was just putting up the hand clapping
icon. Okay. I couldn't see what it was. And I see Sabu hand clapping as well. Community outreach. There's big doings. Minerva Marty, who's going to share.
Good evening, everyone. This is Minerva.
Hi, Minerva.
For our committee report, as everyone knows, we do have the town hall that will be taking place, and it will be at the New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street, Northeast. I think that's Northeast, in Washington, D.C., and everything is going well with the planning. The church has been very supportive. The general manager will be going over to the church because we want to make sure that everything that's needed we will have there. The church is going to allow us to use anything that we need within their church. And the beauty of this church is that there's parking in back of the church, on side of the church, and across the street. So they were excited that we asked them, and they've been working closely. The pastor is Reverend Jesse Jackson, and church secretary is Miss Mitchell. So we're encouraging that everyone to please, if you can, come out and take part in the town hall, or if you're asked to assist, please be able to do so. And I did hear that our first PSA about the town hall was on the radio before our meeting tonight. So that is the activity that the committee's working on right now. I don't know if Marty has something else she wants to share, and if there are any questions, we'll be happy to address those.
Yeah, no, that was complete, Minerva. Thank you. And yeah, it is Northwest. That was a typographical error on the report. It is Northwest. And
okay.
They have been very, very receptive to us. They're not charging anything, but we said that we wanted to give them a donation. So if anybody is willing to help out with giving them something, although they didn't ask for it. It would be good if the LSB could, all of us, whoever can, donate something to the church. And you can get in touch with one of the outreach members if you have anything that you could offer. We'd appreciate it. One other question or comment. Some of the outreach members wanted to join the development committee. Kathleen, is that still in existence, or can you tell me the status of it?
Yes. May I go ahead, Chair? Sure. Yes. I've sent two or three times my report about the development committee and the reason for my stepping down and resigning from it. And I think the details probably should be reserved for executive committee, but people have seen my report two or three times. It's been sent to the programmers. It reflects, frankly, Miyuki's decision. But anyway, I think this it's better right. left to the executive committee, executive session.
So, that, but based, so the answer to your question is no.
Say that again, Dennis.
So that's a no. The development committee is not in operation.
So will it ever be? You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Not by me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for community outreach?
No. Unless any members have.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Minerva.
The last meeting, it was brought up that there needed to be some type of workshop or some meeting of the LSB board members where we talk about or we work together to understand our bylaws and our interactions as it relates to the station and to Pacifica. And we didn't get a motion or anything as it relates to if the LSB board is interested in doing such, having that type of a workshop, whether it's in person or Zoom, but it is needed. And I think we also mentioned that there needed to be some type of meetings or interactions with not just among the board members, but also the programmers and staff so that we can begin taking this station to the next level as the town hall message states that we're moving, looking towards the future. So I'm asking, is this the time to do a motion for that, or is there another part of the meeting that this should be done?
Let me find out if there are objections to working on having a board workshop. I know the idea of a retreat has already come up. We're talking about trying to do like a regular meeting in person, but specifically some sort of workshop to kind of, you know, real with the just the board, first of all, just sort of to get everybody back on the same page. Is there anyone who would not be interested in such a thing or who thinks that's who would vote no for something like that? Donna, is this a no, that's not. Anyone care to speak to that right now? Sarah?
If it's appropriate, I'd like to make a motion that we do have a workshop so that it's on the floor in proper order.
Okay.
And that way we can say, okay, yay or nay, and then vote on it formally.
Okay.
Do I get a second?
Okay.
Second.
I second.
Okay. You wanna wait a minute.
Roll call vote?
Yeah. Yes.
Discussion.
Restate the motion, please, for the record.
Am I still unmuted?
You're unmuted, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, I make a motion that we have a workshop, an LSB workshop for the LSB committee members to improve our our techniques and understandings of our responsibilities and all the other things that are involved in a very efficient and effective working board.
Okay. Okay, hold on, I'm just writing that down.
I think I already have a second, right?
Yes, you do. Okay, Kathleen.
Yes, I originally thought that the motion had to do with understanding the bylaws, but I don't have a comment on the motion as stated by Sarah. Thank you.
Anita?
I thought that the motion about the workshops and seminars are two different separate things. One is about bylaws and the other is about some workings of. I just think that we need to have a more frequent touch base with the executive board or LSB committee, the LSB board, the board period. And the focus of those things is specifically on different subject matter that is important to us, that trains us to understand the process and situations a little better. If need to be bylaws, let's have something starting in January on bylaws, something one in the month, sometime during the month of January about bylaws. The next one will be about in February about this particular subject. It's just, we just need to touch base a little better because we're not communicating at all, not as much as we should be. A bunch of emails flying back and forth is not communicating. I'm sorry. It's not. It's not working.
Thank you. Bill?
I think it's a good idea. Been on the board since January. Never been a real orientation.
Right.
You know, just basic stuff. In one of my past experiences, nonprofits would have these capacity building workshops so that people, and I'm not talking about, what I am talking about is these are community-based organizations with people on it who may not have college degrees or any other kind of degrees. I have a college degree, but I still need to understand, like, I don't know, the background fights that went on in PFW, because that still rolls forward, I suspect. But I could appreciate training, you know, in the bylaws, or even a primer on, you know, people use parliamentary procedures in these meetings sometimes. There's sometimes people who really know parliamentary procedures, it gets weaponized. But I don't know parliamentary procedures. I know that I could use some help in understanding this board or what we should be doing and how we should be operating. I spent a lot of time with, I call it a fight. There's some kind of fight going on, to be quite frank about it. But I have no context of that fight. And I'm new. I'm a new board member, and there are other new board members than I know, because I know how life can work. I know that I am not, like, alone feeling or thinking these things, you know. But, yeah, I'm for that. We need to help the new, if not help the new people, because I don't know the inside baseball conversations that go on, but the new people need to, like me and others who are probably new on this board, need to kind of be brought up to speed with Marvin gave us, say, what's going on, and to help us with understanding the bylaws and working, maybe working around the flag of solutions instead of the flag of complaint. And that's the big order to really deal with solutions, all pull for the same direction, all working on behalf of the station, whatever the issues are that have been going on long before me. But I stuck my hand up and ran for this board because, you know, I like PFW. I really appreciate PFW. And I raised my hand to do this. My son says, why are you doing that? I said, well, I think I want to help. That's okay. All. So that's my contribution. Yep.
Okay. Okay. I got Donna and Arthur. Anita, I guess you dropped out. And then I'm going to take a pause. Donna?
Okay, quickly. There's so many, these ideas are really excellent. You know, we've got several ideas floating. And so I think, you know, to be able to vote on one thing tonight may not be, I think I hear a general consensus that we need to meet. But like Martha suggested, a retreat, and there's a proposal to do something where we have monthly things. I think there's a need to figure out which way we want to go. I mean, it's what we want to do. We know what we want the outcome to be, but I would place it back to the chair to decide how we should proceed, you know, which of these ideas or how we want to, you know, how you want to implement this idea. The basic thing, the basic purpose is, well, I think we all agree on. I don't see any disagreement on that. It's just, what will we settle on in terms of how to make it happen?
Okay. Thank you. Arthur?
Mm-hmm. Just to piggyback on what Donna was just saying, I'm just saying, Martha had mentioned earlier that she had done a retreat before. I was at that retreat, and it worked out very well for a while. But then, I mean, that was years ago. We're talking maybe two.
You just muted again, Arthur.
Ooh,
yeah, that was an accident.
That's John messing with
okay.
me. Okay. Okay, yeah, it worked out very well for a long period of time. And even, I don't know if some members that were there for the last 5 or 6 years, Martha used to take breaks in the meeting and do little exercises. Even she would make us stand up and do some type of yoga or meditation or whatever the case may be. And it worked, especially if we had in a meeting that was heated. But all of that stuff worked, but it all went away. We haven't done any of this in the last 3 or 4 years now. So I just wanted to mention that. Dang, man, I forgot what I was going to say. Because Donna got me all into what Martha had done. So if I think of it, I'll come back. I ain't going to hold it up.
Let me say two things. Yeah, I remember having this conversation in my first months on the board, which were also the beginning of the pandemic, and that had a profound effect on our how we relate to one another. To Donna's point, what I would say is that if this particular motion for a workshop were to pass, then I would bring it to the coordinating committee to try and flesh out some specific shape and come back to the board either at the next meeting or even through communication before the next meeting and try and reach a consensus on what we, you know, sort of what approach to take first, you know, what form this should take actually as a first effort. That's how I would proceed if it were to pass. Now, let me ask this. First, is there anyone who would like to speak against this motion? Arthur, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I the other armor came back to me because I'm not speaking against the motion now. That's
okay. All right. Well, we're in discussion of the motion. So
okay. The other thing I wanted to address was the fact that we have some new members that we're talking about training and about parliamentarian training and orientation. We did all of that at the beginning of this year, and I don't know why some of you all weren't present, but we did an orientation.
Well,
and we did two parliamentarian trainings, one from the West Coast. We did and planned that one. And then John Tatum did one too. So I don't know where they were at the time, but we're doing these training sessions, but a lot of people don't show up. So don't blame us for not doing what we were supposed to.
Right. Okay, there were two trainings with the parliamentary procedure, which were voluntary. The orientation, you're right, it did occur, but I will say that it was one, it was brief and it was Zoom, and I understand why it didn't sort of take root as fully as we would have hoped. So
if they were there, they would have been able to speak up and say we need more
It was the first meeting. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. Anyone speaking? Want to speak against the motion on the floor? In that case, let me ask, is there any objection to this motion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Thank you, Minerva. All right. That was at the end of community outreach. Quickly with the chair's report on the agenda. I said we did have an initial meeting of the committee with officers and chairs. One of the results of that was the response. There was the letter from concerned programmers that was received by the board in September. We had never collectively responded. We did send a letter again that was approved by that committee, which was sent to the original letter was signed, I think, by 36 or 37 programmers. That response and acknowledgement and thanks was sent to all the programmers, and a copy of it was also sent to the entire board so that you could see that and know what was going on. Is this about the letter to the programmers, Kathleen?
Oh, I was just going to ask about the committee participants and just some more details. I guess there's not a written report from this committee, right?
No, okay. There's not. So it's,
I was just curious about the membership and who attended and blah, blah, blah.
It's the officers, the floor officers, PNB representative, and chairs of the two standing committees outside of finance, which is program and outreach.
Can you just say the names, please, so that everyone knows
who
people are?
Okay.
Thank you.
Myself, Eileen Rosen, Ellen Carter, Kamau Harris, Julie Hewitt, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Minerva Sanders for the Outreach Committee, and Donna Grimes for the Program Committee. And basically, we're not passing any policy. We're discussing some things to bring back here and talking about, talking about the agenda and trying to reach some consensus on basically how we're going to proceed in the meetings. We plan to meet monthly at this point. Again, there is no power, no authority. This is it's literally a coordinating committee.
I think it would be useful to have a report. I mean, there might be valuable conversations or considerations. I mean, I've been on obviously many of us have been on executive committees, and it's an important body, and it's kind of the, you know, the brain trust to a certain extent of any organization. So I'd really like to request, you know, the discussion or considerations or whatever. So thank you.
Okay. Duly noted.